Hey, everybody, welcome to the True Crime Squad. I'm Christy Brower, and I am here by myself. I am holding down the fort this week because Katie is off at a softball tournament with her daughter. And I will say she is very lucky because she's in Arizona where it's nice and warm, and she is missing snowpocalypse here in Idaho. Another one. We got about a foot probably of snow in the city, many more in the mountains, and my poor old apple tree that's been struggling, broke off the top, totally broke off, fell down. It's actually pulling on the fiber optic line for my internet, so I'm waiting for the city to come help with that. But boy, have we had a crazy, snowy, cold weekend. But I'm here with you, and it is Monday, and there are so many updates, and I'm going to be kind of spreading them out because I'm here by myself. Lots of updates to all of the trials that we were watching last week have verdicts now, and I'll be talking about all of those as we go throughout the week. But what I'm starting with tonight is a big bunch of interesting stuff going on in the Chad Daybell case. So there are a whole bunch of court filings on his repository that I'm going to do my best to interpret for you based on my knowledge of this case, because all of this stuff is sealed. We're talking about a bunch of motion in limines, and those are motions that have to do with evidence and expert witnesses being presented at trial and whether or not these various people are going to be allowed and this evidence be allowed. So we've got the defense and the prosecution submitting some of these motions, trying to keep certain evidence in or out of the trial. And this is the first time we've really seen much out of this case in a bit. You know, after the ruling on not dropping the death penalty, things have gotten fairly quiet, but this is some big stuff. So I'm going to share some screenshots with you so that you can see what we're talking about, what I'm talking about here. So, of course, there are a bunch of motions to seal. So they're sealing all of these because they have everything to do with evidence that will be presented at trial. So they are protecting the jury pool at this point. So we have a motion to seal the state's motion in limine and brief in support to motion to exclude defense expert James Davidson. So keep that name in your mind. I'm going to talk to you about him. And a brief in support of motion to exclude defense expert James Davidson in relation to recording. Okay, so I'm going to tell you about that in just a second. You're going to remember what this recording is. So to seal the state's motion in limine in brief in support of motion for introduction of statement of Tammy Daybell. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know what that is. That was not ever submitted in Lori's trial. I've never seen them argue over a statement made by Tammy. I don't know if this is the Facebook post about when someone she thought was shooting a paintball gun at her, if this was a private conversation with a family member or a friend. I don't know. But pretty interesting because, you know, of course, Chad is charged with first degree murder of his wife. So we're going to see more about that case in this trial. Then we have a brief in support of motion for introduction of statement of Tammy Daybell. This is really interesting because please remember, this is the state's motion. The state has something they want to submit coming from Tammy Daybell, not the defense. And then this last one, some really interesting things here. to seal state's motion in limine and brief in support of motion to exclude recording and prosecutor Wood as witness. We're going to get to that in a second. I'm sure that seems familiar to some of you. And brief in support of motion to exclude recording and prosecutor Wood as witness. What? We're trying to make prosecutor Wood a witness again? Or exclude him as prosecutor? To seal state's motion to quash subpoena, which I imagine is a subpoena of Rob Wood. Let me take you back a few years. You're going to remember this story because we've told it before. There was a time in which Prosecutor Wood and a couple of other people involved in the case here in Idaho went to Arizona to interview witnesses, to speak with the police. And while they were there, Prosecutor Wood had a conversation with Summer Shiflett. Do you guys remember this? So he was having a conversation with Summer, and Summer's attorney was standing there the entire time that this conversation happened. What Prosecutor Wood did not know is that Summer's attorney was recording this conversation. Remember this? This all came up way long before the cases were ever severed, long before Lori's trial. This all got dealt with way back in the Mark Means days. So Rob Wood had a conversation with Summer Shiflett, where he acknowledged that they were of the same religion. And he said some disparaging things about Mark Means. Remember, Mark Means was real butthurt about this. And told Summer that she should really encourage her sister to get a better attorney and to consider cooperating with the police because they really think that Chad Daybell is the brains behind the operation and that she's really going to get hurt if she goes to trial. Remember this? And Mark Means threw a huge fit, brought it all before the court. Here comes the recording, which Rob Wood didn't even know existed, which normally if attorneys are recording each other, they do it out in the open and they discuss it beforehand. But if you'll recall, this is the same attorney who during the legal proceedings with Melanie Boudreau-Pulowski and Brandon Boudreau, he defamed Brandon Boudreau so badly that Brandon sued him and won $12 million. Remember this? Okay. That's the attorney that recorded Rob Wood in this conversation. And then the defense blew this up like this was a huge deal that Rob was, you know, trying to have some influence or something, which, I mean, he kind of was, but who says he doesn't have the right to? He is the prosecutor. Remember this whole conversation? Remember this? Okay. So it appears that the defense is trying to bring this back in. They are trying to exclude Rob Wood as the prosecutor again. Now, Judge Boyce has already ruled on all of this, so I'm not sure why it's even being considered again. I mean, I guess he just has to say no again. They're trying to kick him off. They also obviously have subpoenaed him and are trying to call him as a witness. Remember this conversation where Mark Means kept referring to Rob Wood as a witness? And remember when Judge Boyce informed Mark Means that the prosecutor is not a witness and that the prosecutor is allowed to speak to people involved in this trial as a part of his job. Recall all of this? We're bringing it all up again. So, I don't know. I mean, this is more shenanigans, definitely, on the part of John Pryor. But there's another piece to this that is very interesting because there is an expert witness. This guy right here, we believe, this is to our best guess, he is licensed to practice in Idaho. He goes by the same name. So he is known to work as a as an expert witness. So we do believe that this is who they are trying to bring in. What they're trying to do is they want to bring Dr. Davidson in and let him give testimony of his evaluation of that recording and how somehow it means something to this case. It is not evidence in any way. It's not evidence in this case at all. And this was a conversation that was had with Summer Shiflett, who is not a defendant in this case. But it appears that the defense is trying to bring all of that back in and bring in this expert witness to discuss that. So, and the prosecution, of course, is objecting to that and asking to throw all of this out, including the subpoena and the statements from the expert witness. So let me tell you a little bit about this James Davidson.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
James Davidson is a PhD, is a forensic and clinical psychologist. He got his doctorate from Kent State University, where he was recognized as a university fellow. He received his undergraduate degree from Michigan State University. He is licensed as a psychologist in Texas and Idaho, which seems really strange to me. He's able to conduct forensic evaluations in most states. In over 30 years of private practice, he has evaluated the effectiveness of mental health agencies, conducted numerous psychological and forensic evaluations, and served as an expert witness on various issues. He has expertise in such specialty areas as child custody evaluations, very young children, juvenile law, and juvenile sex offense, but is also experienced with general criminal and civil matters. Dr. Davidson has conducted criminal evaluations for issues such as competence to stand trial, mental state at the time of the offense, mitigation, false confession, sexual offense, risk assessment, and competence to waive Miranda rights. Dr. Davidson has conducted civil evaluations for issues such as child custody, parent competency, psychological evaluation, sexual abuse, tort action, personal injury, psychological evaluation, and civil competence or guardianship. He has experience assisting attorneys with the critique of family law, civil and criminal psychological work product, and preparation of questions for direct and cross-examination. He has been trained in conducting forensic interviews of children that meet the NICHHD criteria used for child advocacy centers. Dr. Davidson's emphasis is providing services and expert opinions based on scientific research, clinical practice, relevant law, and psychological methods and procedures that are considered to be best practice. Dr. Davidson has met the educational requirements to practice civil and family law mediation. He is approved to perform parent coordination and parent facilitation. Dr. Davidson has extensive forensic and clinical experience across the age range and with diverse socioeconomic and ethnic groups. So that's Dr. Davidson. He obviously has experience in psychological evaluation of various things and is, you know, has a history as an expert witness. Now, I'm going to tell you, all of this is an educated guess based on what little information we have on what we know about these filings, because all of this is sealed. We don't know for sure. I cannot imagine there's something other than that recording. We've all remembered it. We all remember when Mark Means tried to call Prosecutor Wood as a witness, tried to get him kicked off the case for that conversation, when the conversation was played in court, and when the attorney was present to say that, yes, he did make that recording. I don't know what else it could possibly be. And if it's something else, then it's something we've never heard of before. But I think that we're right about this. I'm pretty sure that this is an attempt, again, to attack the prosecutor and to create doubt around Rob Wood, which I think is pretty hilarious because Rob Wood is very solid. Now, I remember that Katie and I said back at the time that this was originally discussed that he did some kind of maybe not advisable things, like have the conversation with her about their religion and that they're both the same religion. And I just got to tell you that that's just living here and living in that area of Arizona. People share that information all the time as a sign that this person is trustworthy. That is a very common thing. And maybe he was going to speak to that and speak to whatever else. I don't know. Also, here's the other thing. In that conversation, Rob Wood told Summer that he believed that Chad Daybell was the mastermind behind these murders and that Lori wasn't as culpable and that she should get a better attorney and that she should consider cooperating with the prosecutor's office. One of the reasons I think this might be coming up is because it's very clear from the defense's filings lately that they're really attacking that or trying, they're kind of trying to twist what happened in Lori's trial to say that the prosecution's case is that Lori was the mastermind behind this, not Chad. Now, that is the opposite of what that conversation between Rob Wood and Summer Shiflett said. Now, when the defense brought in a motion in limine where they wanted to exclude, or not so much exclude, but sort of control the narrative that the prosecution was allowed to use because they said that Lori was the mastermind, it really came out that they didn't say that. That is the impression a lot of people got from the trial. Certainly, I got that impression as well. But that was not actual evidence in the case. And so the judge said, no, you can't tell the prosecution that they can't say that about Chad. There's nothing to stop that. But I feel like this is in the same vein as that conversation that happened a few months ago. So I think that's where this is going. It's a lot. It's really a lot. And does it really matter in the case? It's not actual evidence. Nothing the prosecutor says is evidence. But as usual, the defense is trying to attack whatever they can because we all know Chad doesn't have a defense. Lori's also already been convicted on all counts. There's no defense here. And now he still has the death penalty attached. So they're trying to punch holes wherever they can. I think this will be unsuccessful, as it was already. The judge has already seen all of this information, except for the statement from Dr. Davidson. We don't know what that says or what his stance is on all of this. But I really don't think that Judge Boyce will let it in this time around, considering he didn't let it in last time around. So we shall see. And I am fascinated to know what the statement from Tammy Daybell is. What is that? Is that something that she wrote that they now have? Is it something that she said to her sister or a friend? Because remember, this is the prosecution bringing this in, wanting this statement from Tammy Daybell to come in. Is it the Facebook post where she talked about someone trying to shoot a paintball gun at her? We just don't know. And it could be something we've never seen before too, which would be really fascinating. I'm glad that in this trial, there will be more focus on Tammy's case because her case has been a little bit, it's had a little less light shown on it than the case of the kids. And not that I want the kids' deaths to have less. I just would like there to be more attention on Tammy. And, you know, she had a life, she had a family and children, and she was, as the kids were, a completely innocent person in this situation who lost her life because of the selfish, insane behavior of her husband and Lori Vallow and Alex Cox. So really interesting stuff going on. That's my interpretation of it. We'll give you more as more comes out. If it does, most likely this will all be done behind closed doors and sealed because they're protecting the evidence leading up to jury selection, which is coming right up, you guys. This trial starts on April Fool's Day, which is less than a month away now. Jury selection's coming right up. So this is like down to the wire, Hail Mary pass kinds of things where they're fighting over what's really going to get into the trial and what isn't. So we'll see if we see any of this come into the trial. I really doubt we will. I think the Tammy Daybell statement might come in, depending on where it came from. But I don't think we're going to actually see any more of this stuff of trying to get rid of the prosecutor and make him a witness and all that stuff. It's silly and it's just time wasting like we've seen a lot of. So that's what I have for you tonight. I will be back tomorrow with a new episode. I'll be back Wednesday night with case updates, and I'll be back Thursday with another episode. And there are so many updates and so many other things going on in the true crime world, but this always has to take precedent for us because the Daybell Vallow cases are our main case. So we wanted to, we're both here. We're not. Although Katie and I did discuss this before I did this episode, that this was definitely the thing we had to hit on first this week, but I will certainly be back with lots more. So you know it. We are the True Crime Squad. Thanks for being here.